Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. One day I met a pastor friend for lunch, asked him how he was doing, and he told me with obvious pain in his voice that he had a miserable headache. When I asked him if he got headaches like this very often, he quipped, "Only on days that end in Y." Well, that's not at all funny for headache sufferers. Most headaches are from tension or stress. You may become sensitive to light or sound, and you may feel just generally miserable, but tension or stress headaches usually respond to over-the-counter medications and, rather obviously, to relief from the tension and the stress. Now, sinus headaches are related to nasal congestion, along with giving the sufferer a terrible hangover-like headache. Now, there's also facial pain and increased misery when you stand up or put your head forward. If you've ever had sinus headaches, you know what that's like. However, many sinus headaches are actually a form of migraine headaches, what we usually think of when we think of headaches that are debilitating. And connected with these are cluster headaches, which usually, curiously, affect a person at the same time of day or night. And these cluster headaches can last for up to 3 hours. Having suffered with these myself, I can assure you that cluster headaches are scary and excruciating. You wish you could just sever your head from your body and just be done with the agony. Migraine headaches affect women more than men, but 6% of men suffer from them too, and about 60% of women who have migraine headaches say that their headaches become worse during the time of their menstrual cycle. Doctors believe that hormonal issues are connected with these menstrual-related upsurges in migraine headaches. And 50 to 75% of children who have parents with migraines will, unfortunately, at some point in life, have migraine headaches too. So if you suffer from regular headaches, especially migraines, I really can't overstate how important it is that you keep a journal. When do the headaches come? A disruption in sleep patterns, for whatever reason, may make a person more prone to migraine headaches. And while stress itself can bring on headaches, many people don't realize that letting down after an intense period of stress can also trigger migraine headaches and particularly cluster headaches. For some people, just skipping meals can bring on headaches. Now, when do the headaches come? What foods or drinks trigger or seem to trigger your headaches? Things like chocolate, caffeine, mushrooms for some, MSG that's added to food, cured meats, smoking, and especially alcohol may be the culprits. So what are the things that you eat or drink or do that may bring on the headaches? Incidentally, in some cases, red wine is a real trigger, despite the health benefits that a moderate use of red wine may bring. And then, also for your journal, what symptoms accompany the headache? Nausea, vomiting, impaired vision, vertigo, those are the common things. But in your journal, what are the symptoms that accompany the headache so that when you speak with a doctor or you speak with, as we'll be doing shortly, a nutritional specialist, that can help them understand exactly the complex of things connected with your headaches. Anyway, today on HealthWise, we're going to talk about headache helps. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there, in their fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. Matt can give us some guidance as we try to get relief from headaches, whatever sort those headaches may be. And we'd love to have you call the program with your questions about today's topic. Headache helps, and the call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. And also, you can text your questions. All you got to do is put HealthWise in your phone and then add this number, 516-367-0391. For HealthWise, 516-367-0391. Just text your question if you have a little bit of a fear or even get a headache at the thought of being on the radio with a live program. Anyway, Matt, welcome once again to HealthWise.
Bill, hello.
Hey, good chatting with you again. Here is an experienced nutritionist that you are. Why don't you give us your perspective on this big, wide, painful world of headaches?
Well, I can actually relate to you, Bill. I suffer from cluster headaches also.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I have that perspective.
And we're not supposed to, as Christians, we're not supposed to wish bad things on our enemies, but I wouldn't wish them on my worst enemy. Never mind. I don't want to get in the comfort of cluster headaches. So talk to me. You're the health professional.
Well, okay. As you mentioned, there are different types of headaches, and each one would be, I guess, treated differently from a medical standpoint. From a nutritional and holistic approach, there's certainly steps you can take to reduce the severity.
Yeah, and that's probably more what we're talking about today, is not just the nutritional aspect, but the holistic thing.
Right.
It's a lot to cover. Matt, before we actually get into those, though, at what point should a headache sufferer see a doctor to get tests necessary to determine if the headaches may indicate a serious condition?
Well, if you can say that, and this is from what I've heard from medical professionals, if you can honestly say that you're having the worst headache you've ever had in your life, you should go and get evaluated.
Yeah, if they come, I know I did when the cluster headaches hit.
Yeah,
well, because obviously you're wondering if you may be heading for a stroke or a heart attack or something.
Right.
Yeah, so that kind of a thing, and your listeners should know that some migraine sufferers have been helped by triptan medications that narrow the blood vessels that reducing migraine pain and nausea, but These even the triptan medications are not for everyone. You do need to get guidance from a medical doctor, and also certain medications may trigger headaches. Again, check with your doctor, and always, and then Matt will get to you, because always have a, when you go to your doctor, always have a full list of your prescriptions, their dosage, and also the times a day that you take those medications, because in some cases, the various medications and the way they intermix or don't intermix could create headaches. Anyway, Matt, we're going to get to natural remedies in a moment, but let's talk a little bit more about this holistic picture, lifestyle changes for headache sufferers. Talk to us about that.
There are a few things you can do to kind of, preventative measures or to lessen the severity of your headaches or the frequency of your headaches. Controlling stress is a major factor. Making sure that your vision, your glasses are up to date, your prescription lenses are up to date, so you don't strain your eyes. Those stress, eyesight, I would say.
Sleep patterns, Matt?
Patterns, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the recommendation is that try to keep regularity in your sleep. You go to bed at 11, you get up at 6 or whatever it would be. Keep that pattern. Is that a huge part in this?
Absolutely. And that plays into controlling stress also. If you're getting 8 hours of sleep and you're sleeping regularly, your hormonal patterns are kind of in sync, and that will help. Absolutely.
Let me at this point, I just this week finished a book I highly recommend on this big picture of not only reducing stress but getting rest. And the book is called Reset, R-E-S-E-T, Reset, by Dr. David Murray. It's particularly geared toward ministers, but it is applicable to everyone. And that's kind of getting what Matt is getting at, this resetting of thing, Reset by David Murray. What about diet issues when it comes to headaches, Matt?
Diet issues, the main thing with diet is making sure you're hydrated.
That'll give you headaches if you don't have enough fluid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated. There are nutrients in your food that can help. And then there are also trigger foods. So keeping a journal figuring out which foods
bother you.
Problematic for you.
Yeah, I know. For me, for example, because we eat very few cured meats, to eat certain deli meats will trigger headaches. And so I just stay away. I don't know what's in it. Was it nitrites or whatever the things are? That do it. So again, keeping that journal. Exercise, Matt, I mean, you are a fitness trainer. Does exercise enter into this at all?
It is. It also works into the whole stress relief. Exercise is a great way to give off, endorphins and reduce stress and lower your cortisol. And then on the other hand, too much exercise can also trigger headaches.
Yeah. Yeah, don't overdo in it.
That's actually a trigger of mine is too much cardiovascular exercise, or if I really push myself, I could trigger a cluster headache.
Yeah, okay. See, there you go. And there's the example of knowing yourself, which is so important in so many areas. When you say exercise, Matt, I mean a brisk walk, swimming, an hour at the gym, what are you talking about that's good exercise for people dealing with headaches?
Well, depending on your age or fitness level, working up a good sweat for 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day at a time would be considered exercise.
Yeah. Get the heart rate up for about that
period.
Sure. What about relaxation exercises, Matt, and this holistic approach? Do you get into that with people?
Not so much. I have used meditation, and I have tried yoga, meditation can be very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about stress relief, but just even reading the Word of God daily and trusting in the Lord is a main way of reducing stress. Another thing, too, in the more physical area, deep breathing
yeah.
in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth slowly and so that you expel as much of that air from your lungs as you can. That's an excellent way to reduce stress. And on the matter of hydration, then we have a question that came in. This is the so-called 8x8 rule. Doctors recommend at least 8 glasses of water per day. The thing is, there's all different size glasses. That means the 8x8 rule is 8 glasses of 8 ounces. And then people say, well, what is 8 ounces? It's about a cup of water or liquid, and of course you get liquid and other things. There are hydration calculators that you can look at. The big thing is your urine color, that you try to keep your urine color completely clear. That's at least the standard I follow. Anything else on hydration, Matt, that you recommend to people?
Pretty much covers it. You get a lot from fruits, a lot of fruits like apples and watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah, and things with electrolytes. We talked about coconut water, which is excellent. Here's a question that came in before our break. This is from Tyler in Mastic Beach. He said, when I was younger, I suffered with sinusitis and had excruciating pain. Is this a biological issue that can resurface later in life?
Absolutely. It depends on, allergens. Could be caused by allergies, inflammation, bacterial infection. If you haven't suffered from it a while, I'd be interested to know, what you've changed in your life.
Yeah.
That might have.
I think a simple thing you can do, Tyler. Mastic Beach is not far from where Cottage Pharmacy is in Woodbury, New York. Would be to make a place and make a trip there and have a good chat with Matt about things.
That would be great.
Yeah, and Matt, just before the break, I want to talk about natural remedies for headaches, and there's a lot of them. I've often thought posture and neck strains. You mentioned eye strain, but posture and neck strains, I mean, sitting in front of a computer or other electronic devices, absolutely, hours on end. And the thing that gets me, people who bend their necks to hold their cell phones on their shoulders as they walk and shop. I mean, maybe this is more something for the surgical medical department that will help. But doesn't that abet headaches?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of the muscles in the neck and shoulders put direct strain on the head and nerves there. Absolutely. Especially with tension headaches.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it doesn't have to be just tension with the stresses of life. It can be tension in our muscles. And there you're going to say, well, Christine in the surgical medical department is right next door. Why don't you chat with her, right?
Well, absolutely. Sure.
Sure. Okay. All right. We're on HealthWise today. We're dealing with headache helps. I've only met one person in my life who said he never had a headache. He lived to be 103 years old.
Wow.
I mean, that's something for Ripley's, believe it or not. But for most of us, headaches are a part of life. And we're going to talk more about natural remedies for headaches after this message from Cottage Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise, which is actually brought to you today by Cottage Pharmacy, but Cottage Pharmacy and 110 Pharmacy are sister pharmacies. And regardless of the one that you go to, you're going to get not only the finest customer service and all the things that they have there, but really is in both places like going back in time. HealthWise, dealing with headache helps today. Your host, Bill Shishko, Matt Lombardo, our nutritional specialist with us today. And if you'd like to call with your questions, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. Or we have a text number. You can put HealthWise in your phone and just text in your question, 516-367-0391. 516-367-0391. Matt, talk with us about now some natural things that can be done to help with headaches.
Well, there are definitely a lot of supplements out there that have been shown to help with headaches. Riboflavin is one of them. It's a B vitamin, magnesium. There's actually one that's worked for me is butterbur extract, which is actually an herb.
Now, spell butter bear?
Butter burr.
Okay, spell it for us.
B-U-T-T-E-R-U-R.
Butterer?
I'm sorry. B B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R.
Oh, okay. Butter burr. Okay. Yes. We'll take half the program learning how to spell. What is it?
It's an herb, and it helps to relax the blood vessels in the brain. And it's actually worked very well for me in the past. You want to make sure you get a very good quality. There are some trademark butterbirds out there that we carry here at Cottage that I would strongly recommend. I wouldn't advise you to just get any butterbur off.
Yeah,
the
you got to be careful. When it's butterbur, make sure you get a good one. Is it a pill or there
are alkaloids in it that are very dangerous. So you want to make sure that you get a very high quality product that's not that's verified to be free of those alkaloids.
Yeah, but what is this, Matt? Is this a pill? Is this a liquid that you take?
It's a soft gel.
It's a soft gel. Okay, good. So what else do you recommend as far as natural remedies go? Of course, now these don't, not each one works with each person, correct?
Yes. Different headaches are going to require a different approach.
Here again is where the journal comes in, folks. That very, very important, right? You're noting what you take, the milligrams, when you take it, and so on. What else do you have there at Cottage Pharmacy for helps with headaches?
Peppermint oil is excellent. If you use just a drop on your temples, it's actually very relieving for any type of headache.
Okay.
You want to be careful not to get it in your eyes, but just a drop of peppermint oil on your temples.
Yeah, this isn't the peppermint tea that you drink. This is the peppermint oil you put in your temple.
No, it's essential oil.
Okay, all right.
Neti pots and cleaning out your sinuses. You can, if you have a sinus headache or sinus congestion that's causing a headache or pressure, neti pots work great at cleaning out the sinuses.
What's it called again?
A neti pot.
That's the N-E-T-I pot. Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that you got to be careful with as well because you're actually clearing out your nostrils, right? Yeah, okay. You sell those at Cottage Pharmacy.
We do, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Hey, the questions are coming in right and left here. We've got a question from John out in Nassau County. I've realized that water alone isn't always enough. Sometimes my headaches go away from adding electrolytes to my water.
Absolutely.
Matt, does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Electrolytes help you stay hydrated. If you drink, occasionally pure water, if you have an electrolyte imbalance, can actually dehydrate you. So sometimes it's good to add those electrolytes.
Now, Matt, do you sell, a Gatorade, you get electrolytes from that, but I like to stay away from the sugar, and I frankly don't like the sugarless stuff. It's got that aftertaste I don't like. Do you sell those electrolytes in a packet? That can be mixed with water and that do the same thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'd recommend that. I have something I do on days of fasting is I will take I have a certain electrolyte which I know you have there at Cottage Pharmacy now, and we'll mix that with water and drink it. That is huge, and it does help. So it's right to say, water alone may not. Cure this difficulty. It has to be, in most cases, water with the electrolytes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This also, and there's a follow-up in this from John in Nassau County. Also, I prefer a cold room, but in the winter sometimes I find my body gets a bit rigid in the cold, and that also can cause a headache. Occasionally, a 78-degree room in the middle of winter has really helped with my headaches. Am I just nuts? John of Nassau County.
Yeah, it can cause tension. Cold can affect your muscles, can cause muscle tightness, which can contribute to headaches. Absolutely.
Wow. So even the temperature, there are all these things going in the journal as well. What about drinks, Matt? We've talked about hydration, but teas, for example, of course, coffee will that can relieve headaches, can it not?
Caffeine can help or trigger headaches. Depending on the individual. There are teas out there that are good for headaches. Feverfew tea is one of them.
De-stressors. Everyone today is concerned with stress. Are there, holistically now, de-stressors we can and should incorporate into our day?
Yes, as far as herbs and supplements go, there are adaptogens, adaptogenic herbs, which can help to de-stress.
Okay, now develop that one a little bit. Adaptogenic herbs.
These are herbs that balance the body. They help keep your hormones from going too low or going too high. They're basically balancers. They help to stabilize.
Okay. So people don't go in and say, "Hey, Matt, I need an adaptogenic thing." They're going to tell you they have certain headaches or whatever,
or
stress, and then you in turn are thinking from the catalog of your mind of these adaptogenic herbs that may be helpful. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of them. Then we gotta wrap things up here. But
absolutely, yeah. Some of the more common ones are ginseng. There's
okay.
all different types of ginseng. One of my favorite is called ashwagandha. I could spell it for you.
Yeah, that would be good. This is one for the National Spelling Bee.
Yes, it's A S H W A G A N D H A.
Do it again for people who are writing it down.
Sure. A S H W A G A N D H A.
Whoa, that is a good one. All right, you have that at Cottage Pharmacy.
Yes, it's okay. One of my favorites.
And then anything else, I come in and say, "Oh boy, Matt, cluster headaches. What's the top thing that comes to your mind?"
Cluster headaches. We actually sell oxygen canisters here.
Oh, yes, that's surgical medical department, right?
It's a over the counter. You don't need a prescription. We have their actual oxygen canisters
wow.
that we sell.
Oh, interesting. That's a great one to chat. Matt, thanks so much for being with us today, and thanks
You're
to
welcome.
Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. They're located 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They are a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember, mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And those of you not being local to the program, toll-free number 1-800-599-9963. 1-800-599-9963. Mention WLIE. You'll get your 20% discount there, too. Hey, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. See you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening.